Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness.
the name of Jesus Christ, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. Good afternoon, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this afternoon and during this season and time of your awesome and mighty move in our lives and in this ministry. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here to glorify the name of Jesus Christ and to do the will of our Father in heaven. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, your power, and your glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways. We pray for a mighty move, and we pray for your presence to saturate your airways and our hearts and release your glory in the afternoon. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of righteousness. Let your Spirit descend upon us, and we pray for a fresh manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain of life that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of prayer, praise, worship, anoint this lunchtime with Jesus. We rededicate this altar of prayer to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus, purified with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every nation, tribe, kindred, tongue. Let us always magnify the name of Jesus. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy room, through room, enforcing your biddings. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Welcome to A Lunch with Jesus. It's a program we have every day at 11:30. And this is a program where we share God's word, we worship, we praise, we bless the word of God. We thank him, we praise him, we worship him. A time that we teach and we invite ministers, leaders from around the world, from different ministers, locally, internationally, nationally, and we invite them to preach, teach, and share God's word, pray with us and share God's word. Today we have Apostle Ronaldo Wade. He's been with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we are so grateful to the Lord for allowing us to have him in our midst, moving in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But let us go into prayers again. Father, our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word states, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful, and thanks for loving us so much that you send your own begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you always and will always glorify the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion and this lunchtime with Jesus and every detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins. Release the blood of Jesus over this radio show, over our atmosphere, over the airways, in the name of Jesus, over the cyberspace, over the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We claim all the unlimited blessings in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood of Jesus. We invoke the blood covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection in the blood of Jesus in every area of our life and in this, our lunchtime with Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We put on the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins are girded with truth. Thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending, enforcing your grace, your love, your bidings in our lives. Thank you for an open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved, healing, deliverance, restoration taking place even as we pray. We praise you, we thank you, we worship you, we glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody say with me, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Just repeat this prayer with me. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will not be sad. I will not be defeated. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives by faith in me. I am blessed. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. Sickness cannot dwell in me. The numbers of my days he will fulfill. Sin cannot dominate me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I am in him. His word dwells in me richly. I am more than a conqueror because of his love. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I can do all things by Christ. He is my strength. And as the redeemed of the Lord, I say so. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us worship the Lord in Jesus' name.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord.
thank you for the promise, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love. Thank you.
Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome again. Hallelujah. The lunch with Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, Mr.
Jesus Christ, welcome again to Lunch with Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. This afternoon we have Apostle Ronaldo Wade. He is the overseer of Kingdom Harvest Fellowship Center in Acworth, Georgia, and the rabbi for the Making Disciples School of Ministry online courses. He is also the overseer and host of Talk, Teach, and Testify ministries through Blog Talk Radio. He has traveled around the country teaching the Kingdom Hebraic Gospel of Yeshua HaMash, Jesus Christ, as well as hosting workshops. He was ordained as a minister on September 26, 2010, by Apostle Esperdel McGee, Jr. of the Miracles of Life Outreach Ministries in Madison, Wisconsin, and as an apostle by the Holy Spirit and by Apostle John H. Brown of the Harvester Christian Center in Mobile, Alabama. He is servant of the Most High God. He's been with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we have been blessed. We are blessed. The blessings are still flowing, and we are so honored to have him this afternoon with us at the Lunch with Jesus. But before he comes in to bring the word out, have lunch with Jesus, we just want to take you into worship. I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah.
Whose words alone can cast
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good afternoon, Apostle Wade.
Good afternoon, or good morning to many others that's listening. How are you doing today, Apostle Brewer?
I am doing great. Praise the Lord. I am doing great. Excited about what the Lord is doing. Doing great. Praise God.
Amen. Can you hear me a little clearer? Could you hear me
clear? Yeah, I can hear you clear. Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to make sure that everyone that's listening this morning or this afternoon that, you know, that the sound is not distorted and that people can hear me clearly. Amen. Because I have a new headset. Amen. So I just want to make sure everything is fine. Did we enjoy the presence of the Lord on yesterday?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
it's God. Hallelujah. It's powerful that when we go into these teachings that we, you know, that people can feel the presence of Yah. You know, when we, you know, when we go into the teachings and into our praise and our worship, we have to continue to labor and travail and stay there until His presence is felt. Then that's where
the healing is.
That's where the deliverance is. That's where the anointing is. Amen. So, you know, we have that ability. He gave us that power. Remember, He says, "I have all power." And He gave us power, you know, to tread over serpents and scorpions. So we have power to speak into the atmosphere, hallelujah, and for things to change. Amen. So we don't have to accept things that are not of God that is around us. We can speak into the atmosphere and the power that is within us. Remember, the Lord said that the kingdom of Yah is within us. So if the kingdom is inside of you, the power is inside of you, you can speak it out into the atmosphere, and it's not what goes inside of your mouth that defiles you, says the Lord, but what comes out of your mouth. So we have to be very careful, especially in this season, what comes out of our mouth. So I just wanted to speak that word into someone's spirit on this morning or this afternoon. Apostle Brewer, I just thank God for you. Yesterday, when I got off of the line yesterday and I received a couple of calls and, you know, people wanted to speak with me, and I had to get ready for a 8 o'clock teleconference call in the evening with Apostle S.Y. Williams. She's rounding your region. She's in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And during that time, I mean, in between that time, hallelujah, I was just reflecting on what happened on yesterday as we spoke about, you know, lining up, you know, having that covenant alignment with Yah, and also how we're going into covenant with others as far as having a covenant relationship with them going toward fortifying and building the body of Christ. But today, I feel, Apostle Brewer, that a lot of people who are amongst us, they're not really trying to build up the body of Christ like we are.
Yes, amen.
I mean, we're going to speak reality. We're going to speak truth. We do that all the time on this air, you know, on this show. But it's time for some people to really tap into the inner reality of things. People think that seeing things on the outside, Apostle Brewer, is reality. But people fail to realize the inter-reality of themselves and also of others. You might love somebody, but then that person might not love you back the same way that you love them. It's okay for you to love them, but we also must be aware as who we labor with. And so the Lord is dealing with me today as to how to identify the ones who are laboring amongst us on today. So,
praise God.
Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost is just taking me somewhere different on this day, and I'm very excited, hallelujah, as to what the Lord of the harvest is taking us. Hallelujah. And there's many people. I mean, if you don't mind, Apostle Brewer, I just have to say a couple of names to people who are listening this afternoon. There are some students of mine that are on the air. There are some people that me and you both know, amen, that's on the air listening. And this word is for them. This word is for all of us. It's a rhema word, which comes from Yah. And I'm very excited to be the one chosen by him, predestinated by him to bring forth this word. Elder Long, that is out in Los Angeles, California, praise God for you. Amen, for coming on the line. And also to Sister Joan Farley, that's in Maryland, praise God for you. And Sister Sandra Roof, Hadessa Gilliam, praise God for you as well. And there are many others who are on the line. Amen. I just had to get those names out because they are always listening. Oh, I'm sorry, and Sister Joyce Waters, that is in New Jersey. These are the ones who come on to talk, teach, and testify regularly. They're growing. Their growth is increasing. And, you know, I just want to thank them because, you know, when people speak with me, what it does and lets me know, including yourself, Apostle Brewer, it puts a fire inside of me. It gives me a more burning desire, hallelujah, to go more and deeper into his word. You know, I don't need motivation of man, but then when you get encouraging words from other brothers and sisters, it really pushes you to further get into his presence, and then you want to bring others with you. I never don't want to go into the presence of the Lord by myself. I want others to join me that are of Yah, who are sanctified, you know, and consecrated, you know, in his spirit. Let's go in together, because that's what it's all about. It's about going in together. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. So I thank Apostle Brewer, amen. She has extended the show just a little longer because people might have questions or concerns. They may have comments that they might want to say. And I just, like I said, I just thank God for her. She has been very, she's a very anointed vessel of Yah. And she goes through a lot of trials and tribulations and a lot of apostolic backlash. And I just pray that she continues to understand, you know, long suffering and how we have to go through it as apostles. Amen. And so we're going to go through that on today. Hallelujah. I'd just like to say a short word of prayer, if I may. I just want to do that so that the atmosphere can stay conducive. Amen. For the Holy Ghost to move on this line and also to anoint each and every one of you with this mighty word. Abba Father, Yahuwah, the Creator, our Master, our Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Abba Father, we thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd, our Adonai Roha, that we shall not want. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for leading us, Lord, and maketh us to lie down in your green pastures. As you lead us beside your still waters, Lord, you restore our souls, and you leadeth us in the path of righteousness for your sake, for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Yea, through our walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Lord, you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You have anointed our head with oil as our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever. And as for me and my house, we shall serve you, Almighty God. Heavenly Father, let this word, Lord, that comes forth, Lord, out of my mouth, Lord, let the tongue that's within my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. Lord, those who are on the line, Lord, this morning, this afternoon. Lord, heal them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen their legs. Strengthen their feet, Lord. Bless their feet, Lord. Beautiful are the feet, are the ones who bring forth good tidings. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the shepherdess of this house. Continue to increase into her life spiritual wealth, as well as natural resources needed and necessary for her ministry. Any leaders that's on this line, Lord, continue, Lord, to give them the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word for the full manifestation and the divine revelation of your will and your purpose for the kingdom. Lord, continue to increase love inside of us. Lord, we know that you are love. And Lord, we know that we can't build, we can't fortify, we can't preach, we can't teach, we can't do nothing without the love of you. Nothing can separate us from your love. Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, and all of this that we do ask and pray by now, faith, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory unto the true and living Yah. Please turn with me, because I want to get into this real quickly. Amen, but I will be taking my time. Hallelujah. Please go with me to the book of Ezra, E-Z-R-A, Ezra chapter number 3. Amen. Ezra chapter number 3. Later on, at about 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, I will be on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm speaking about our Lord and personal Savior being the Shabbat, or being the Sabbath. And this is something that we need to understand, that now we have rest in the Lord. There's scripture, there's commandments that's telling us that we must reverence his Sabbath days, okay? His Sabbath, you know, the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. But the Lord, as I was being taught with that, the Holy Ghost switched me into another direction. He was letting me know that people who are around us, we need to identify, A, who we are in the Lord, who we are in Christ, and B, we need to identify others. Remember, for the past couple of days, on Monday and Tuesday, I've been teaching under the unction of the Holy Ghost, as we've been talking about the month of Tammuz, with Tammuz meaning that this is the month of sight, the month of revelation. Hallelujah. We need the Lord to reveal some things to us. Not only revelation, not only he reveals himself to us, but he also lets us know who is our friend and who is our foe. It's a powerful thing that the Lord tells us to love both our friends and our foes, because of the fact that as you keep your enemy closer to you, you're able to praise you, the Lord. You're able to identify the fruit of their spirit. Amen. So we need to really know who is amongst us. Hallelujah. And this teaching on this day, I pray in the name of Yah, Yahuwah, that this will touch your heart. I feel in my spirit that a couple of you who are on this line, you probably going to receive the revelation once the scripture is read. Hallelujah. That's how the word is. It's a double-edged sword, and it cuts like that. It cuts through bone, and it cuts through marrow. It penetrates into the soul, through our hearts. And a lot of people tried to add their intelligence or their wisdom to the word when the word doesn't even need that. Me as a teacher, amen, I just simplify, or I just amplify under the unction of the Holy Ghost what, hallelujah, what the Lord is saying in the scriptures. People, they read the logos, but a lot of times they don't receive the Rhema word. Hallelujah. So we're going to catch that on this afternoon. Ezra chapter 3. Hallelujah. And then after that, I'm going to jump into the renewed covenant. Ezra chapter 3. Please go with me down to verse number 10. Watch this, because God is speaking to us here. Hallelujah. It states this. And may the Lord have a blessing upon the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his mighty word. It says, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Hashem, or of Yah, of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, or with shofars, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to hallelujah, or to praise ye the Lord, after the ordinance of David, the king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, hallelujah, because the foundation of the house of Hashem, of Yah, was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the Abbas, of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, they wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern. Catch that right there. You can outline that. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. I have to stop right here. I mean, just for a moment, the Holy Ghost is speaking into me right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The builders laid the foundation. Glory to Yah. Laid the foundation of the temple. We all understand that now the Spirit of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, no longer dwells in temples made with man's hands. Catch that. His presence is not felt in the temple that people build anymore. No. The Lord said in the word, Yahusha HaMashiach, he said that the kingdom of Yah is within you. Okay, remember we stated that earlier. I want to break down for a moment, if you would let me, about foundation. Just for a moment. Just about the foundation. The foundation of the ecclesia, the foundation of the kahal. Many people know this as the foundation of the church. Watch this. In the first epistle to the ecclesia of Corinth, the first Corinthians chapter 3. You can write this in your notes. I'm going to read it to you just for a moment. Paul is talking about how people are trying to have people come up against one another, how they was trying to have him go up against Apollos. They was trying to compare Rav Saul, or Paul of Tarsus, with Apollos. He was an excellent scholar. He was from Alexandria, Egypt, who studied the Torah and knew the Torah quite well. Yeah, he spoke it, but yet he did not operate under the power, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Paul writes that I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. When we look back at Ezra chapter 3, yes, the builders laid the foundation, but God gave the increase. That's why they were praising the Lord. Amen. We read in verse 11, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. We are Israel. I'm not talking about that country over there in the Middle East. We have to look at this in the spirit realm. We are Israel. We are the blessed children of Yah. We are the sons of Yah. Amen. It tells us that in the word. Hallelujah. I'm going to go into that later on. Praise ye the Lord. But when we read this scripture here, as we continue to talk about the foundation, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8, it says, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and everyone shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. When we look at Ezra chapter 3, they sang together by course. See, we must come together under one accord to build a solid foundation. Hallelujah. We must understand who is the foundation and who is the chief cornerstone, hallelujah, of the foundation. Amen. We have to understand that Christ is the chief cornerstone. Too many people go around saying that they are the chief apostle. Cut it out. Yahusha HaMashiach is the chief apostle. He was the one that taught the apostles. The Holy Ghost is the one that teaches us all things. It keeps us in remembrance of him. Those of you who operate as apostles, just because you have under apostles up under you, that doesn't make you the chief apostle. Glory unto the Lord. It just lets you, you know, it identifies you as being a shepherd to the other apostles. It doesn't make you chief. Amen. There's too many chiefs anyway and not enough Indians. And that's why we can't build. But the builders laid the foundation. We are the builders. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians, it tells us, hallelujah, Paul says that everyone shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. A lot of people want heaven. They want to go to heaven, but they haven't built nothing here on earth. The word says, when I say the word, I'm talking about him. I'm talking about Yahusha. He said, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Please catch that. It doesn't say on earth. He didn't say that. He said in earth, because we came from the earth. Hallelujah. The Lord impregnated the earth, and what was birthed out of that was his sons, the sons of Yahuwah, which is us. We came from the earth. Why do we feel that the scripture tells us to heal the earth? Hallelujah. That means to heal his people. Hallelujah. Because we came ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's where we came from. Hallelujah. This flesh came from there, but our spirit comes from Yah. Hallelujah. That's why we are considered in our spirit beings to be the sons of Yah. So we shall be rewarded according to our labor. It's time for us to have the Lord's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In us, because here it is, verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Paul says, for we are laborers together with Yah. Catch that. You know, we're not working by ourselves. Yah is building with us. And I tell you, a lot of times people want Yah to do all the work, and they don't want to do any work. Paul tells us that we have power within us. So we also have to work. What did Paul say? You show me your faith, I'll show you my works. Why would he say that? Because your faith is supposed to produce works, my Lord. So here we are. We are laborers together with Yah. We are Yah's husbandry. We are Yah's building. We are the church. Too many church buildings being established. You're starting to see 10 church buildings within a 2-block radius. Cut it out. Join together. Be as one. Come under one accord. Somebody has to say, you know what? Let me be submissive. I see that he can teach better. Let me go ahead and crucify my flesh and let he or she, let them lead us into the promised land. Too many people want to lead. Once I stated earlier, too many chiefs, not enough Indians. He says, according to the grace of Yah, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It says right there, according to Yah's grace, Paul was established as a wise master builder. Wise. What word comes out of wise? Wisdom. He was full of wisdom. He was a master builder. You have to be a master as to help build the foundation. There are too many people who are trying to build on the foundation that don't know how to build. They don't even have the blueprint. They don't even understand the blueprint that Yah has given them. They don't even understand who they are and whose they are. They're supposed to be, for example, you have people who are trying to be bricklayers when they need to be operating the crane. Catch that. Because watch this. Because people have an identity crisis. Hallelujah. People have suffered through what we call spiritual identity death, or SIT, S-I-T. So people have to really get real within themselves. Realness need to be coming within themselves. That's what we was talking about earlier. The inner reality. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The inner reality of yourself knowing who you are and whose you are. In Ezra chapter 3, they knew who they were and whose they were. Hallelujah. Back at 1 Corinthians, I just wanted to say that. He says, I have laid the foundation and buildeth upon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. The foundation is set. Hallelujah. We don't need to build another foundation. Come on, y'all. What we need to do is build upon on the foundation that is already set. Verse 11, for other foundation can no man. Please write that in your notes. Verse 11, for another foundation can no man lay that they is laid, which is Yahusha HaMashiach. He is the solid foundation. We need a solid foundation for the temple to stand. Ezra chapter 3, when we go at verse 10, when the builders laid the foundation, they had a celebration. Hallelujah. They sang together by chorus and praising and giving thanks unto the Lord. He is good, and his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. His mercy is great because of Yahusha, the chief cornerstone, the foundation. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture pertaining to foundation. And then the Lord is shifting me into another scripture. Hallelujah. Please write this in your notes. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter number 2. The letter to the ecclesia of Ephesias. Chapter number 2. Hallelujah. Oh my God. We're still on the subject of knowing who we are building with in Yah. Hallelujah. You can write that down if you need a topic or a title to go with these notes. Please identify who you are building with in Yahuwah, who you are building with in the true and living God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Hallelujah. Watch this. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. Holy Ghost, oh, he's taking me somewhere. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Abba, one Spirit. We shouldn't be seeing strange fruit and strange spirits amongst us. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yah, and are built upon the foundation. Catch that. Please underline that. Please let somebody know, hallelujah, those who are in a church, hey, I like this bishop, but where's the apostle? Where's the prophet? It says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yahusha HaMashiach, himself being the chief cornerstone. Remember, we talked about that. There's that scripture to support that. He is the chief cornerstone. All these people call themselves chief apostles. Please, amen, show them the Bible scripture. Hey, you need to take chief off of that apostle. You know, you're trying to make yourself greater than the original chief apostle. Hallelujah, which is Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen. And it lets us know the foundation. It's built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. That's why many of these buildings are shutting down. That's why some of these buildings have no power. There's no healing. They can't lay hands because they don't have authority to. Amen. Because they don't have the apostle and the prophet. We went over the fivefold ministry with the apostle being the thumb on your right hand. The thumb is able to touch every single thing that's on your finger. The apostle operates in all gifts. The apostle goes through more warfare, spiritual warfare, than any other of the fivefold ministry. Come on now. So this is why, amen, the apostle is needed and necessary. The apostle have no dwelling place. The apostle don't compromise. The apostle only operates in the spirit of Yah. The apostle has the ability, the kingdom ability, the kingdom power, and the kingdom authority to lay hands and to heal the sick. The apostle have the authority, amen, to resurrect people out of their spiritual and physical death. Come on now. So the apostle, you know, not the imposter. I'm not talking about them. talking about the apostles, the true apostles of Yah, hallelujah, and the prophets, not the prophet, not the ones that's looking for a prophet to make money, amen, not these false prophets that's from Baal that's preaching in your house. They're guessing, and they're becoming to be, praise ye the Lord, they're starting to be psychics, not those. We're talking about the true prophets. True prophets don't talk too much. They are people of few words. Come on now. And when they speak, the Lord tells them to speak. Hallelujah. It says, with Yahusha HaMashiach himself, by his lonesome, being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, there it is, all the building, fit framed together, grow up unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together. Notice that. We have to come together. I can't build over here and tell you that I don't want to build with you. The devil is a lie. We have to build together. But I must be able to identify the fruit of the Spirit with you, because we can't yoke unevenly or unequally with unbelievers. That can't work, because there will be a weak foundation. The Lord is going to show us in the scripture in just a moment. But, hallelujah, we have to build together for an habitation of Yah through the Spirit. There it is right there. We have to be in the Spirit of Yah together to build. Me and Apostle Brewer, we're on this line together building. Hallelujah. Being framed together. Hallelujah. By the Lord. Hallelujah. We must build together to create an atmosphere. Y'all catch this. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. We have to come together to create a utopia, to create a paradise here on earth for us, for a kingdom community. Amen. And we have to build under one accord. Acts chapter 2 lets us know that. Hallelujah. And they were under the power, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So we have to build together and set a kingdom atmosphere, a kingdom utopia. Like I said before, I love that word, a kingdom paradise. Hallelujah. And when two or three are gathered together, Christ is in the midst. So he is there helping us build. Hallelujah. So we must come with the initiative. Okay, Lord, I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my heart. I have to be with my sister. I have to be with my brother. And this is how we come together, through the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is good meat on today. Hallelujah. Those of you that are grasping this, please, amen. Hallelujah. Go into the archives and study to show yourself approved unto Yah. Please, don't take my word for it. Take the word for it. Hallelujah. Back in Ezra chapter 3, they rejoiced because they got it together. Even it tells us the ancient men who seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, they wept loudly. Amen. They shouted with joy. That's what we need to do when we come together. Psalms 133, verse number 1. Love that scripture there. Hallelujah. It says, behold, hallelujah, how good and how pleasant. Ooh, please catch that. Hallelujah. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren. That includes the sisters. When we're in the spirit realm, you are the sons of Yah. So, amen. So we are brethren. It says to dwell together in unity. That's how things can be established, because there's power in unity. Amen. The people in Ezra chapter 3, they were able to build a foundation, the foundation that the Lord had blessed. The people could not discern the difference between the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. It's okay to weep. It's okay to cry. Cry now, rejoice later. Hallelujah. The Lord said, cry now, laugh later. Hallelujah. So it's okay to cry. It's okay to rejoice and cry in your rejoicing. Hallelujah. A lot of people try to hold back their tears. When the power of the Holy Ghost is in you and is activated and his spirit is upon you, you don't have no other choice but to cry out unto him, thanking him for his grace, thanking him for Yahusha HaMashiach, thanking him for the Messiah, thanking him for another day to get it right in him, thanking him for his grace and his mercy, which endureth forever. Hallelujah. It tells us the noise was heard afar off. Hallelujah. So when we rejoice, that sound should shoot off like a rocket. It should travel. The sound. Amen. What does the word say? Faith comes by hearing. Then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. It deals with sound. Elijah, what did he say? He heard the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. So it's about hearing the voice of Yah and able to be on the same wavelength, to be on the same frequency with Yah. This is how we can build together. Because if I'm not on the same frequency that you are in Yah, that creates an imbalance. Guess what? The foundation is going to have an imbalance. It's going to be weak in one area, amen, and strong in another area. So we need to be strong in all the areas. Watch this. Ezra chapter 4. Hallelujah. Powerful scripture here. Powerful. Powerful. Hallelujah. Watch this. Then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us be. Oh, let me take it back. Verse 1. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord said, verse 1 is very important for us to understand. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Please forgive me. It says, now when the adversaries of Yehuda and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity build the temple upon the Hashem Yahuwah of Israel. I got to stop here. Yes, it says, and when the adversaries of your praise and your worship, that's what Yehuda means, that's what Judah means. Your authentic praise and your worship, your true praise and your worship, your real true worship. You're going to have adversaries who's hating on your anointing, haters who are hating on how you're building with Yah. They're going to be hating because you're going further than they are. They're hating on you because you know that word, and you not only are you a hearer of the word, but you are doer of the word. They start to hate on you because you receive a revelation and you apply that revelation into your life. Hallelujah. So you're going to have adversaries. Come on, somebody. You're not going to be walking around here as a true child of Yah, not being hated on. Christ told us that you will be hated on, for I have been hated upon long before you. He says you will be persecuted, for I have been persecuted. Hallelujah. So guess what? Going through long suffering is needed and necessary when building, hallelujah, your foundation in Yah and helping others build. It says, and when the adversaries, the enemy, those children who work for the enemy, please understand, we can't go around calling everybody a child of Yah. There's somebody out there who are working as a imp, amen, of the enemy. We just have to continue to pray for them so that they can transition, or so that they can transform by the renewing of their minds into a child of Yah. Hallelujah. So when the adversary of your praise and your worship heard that the children of the captivity build the temple unto the Lord Yahuwah of Israel. Verse 2. Thank you, Lord. Then they came. Then, after they heard the celebration, after they heard our praise, after they heard our worship, after they heard the blessing, after they heard our praise report, after they heard our testimony, here they come. Watch this. Please take note of this. Hallelujah. I'm about to close it here. Then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you. Some nerve that these, that these adversaries, these player haters, the enemy wants to come and build with us. We have to understand that we need discernment. We need to have sight in the spirit of the Lord so that we can see who is truly trying to build with us and who is trying to tear down, who is trying to fortify Amen. The kingdom of Yah with us, the wall of Yah, and who is trying to put graffiti on the wall. Y'all going to catch this. He says, let us build with you, for we seek your Yahuwah as ye do. And we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, the king of Asher, which brought us up hither. Y'all going to catch that in just a minute. I want y'all to just soak into that scripture right there, verse 2, because we're going to see something. We're going to see a revelation here. Let us build with you. You got some people who are in the congregation. Let me build with you. Let me shake your right hand of fellowship so I could join. Amen. But remember, there are still adversaries. Hallelujah. That's what it said in verse 1. And they state, they quote, they speak out of their mouth that they seek our God, that they seek the true and living Yahuwah, as we do. Watch this, verse 3. But Zerubbabel and Yahusha, or, amen, that's what it's spelled there. Y'all got to catch that there. Yahusha, I spoke in the name of our Lord. That's the name that was supposed to be there. But Zerubbabel and Yahusha and the rest of the chiefs of the fathers of Israel said unto them, watch this, we have nothing ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our Yahuwah, but we ourselves together will build unto the Hashem Yahuwah of Israel, unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, had commanded us. Please catch that right there. There was a rebuke right there. Ye have nothing to do with us to build a house. Remember, Paul writes a letter to the ecclesia of Corinth, and he says, yes, it's been brought to my attention that someone in your sanctuary is having sex with their mother-in-law. Hallelujah. There was a very foul sexual practice that was done there. And what did Paul say? That they were supposed to be expelled out of the ecclesia. We feel this is the problem right here in the kingdom today as we're building, is that a lot of leaders are tolerating the foolishness and the sin which is brought into the sanctuary. Amen. We're supposed to be building, hallelujah, and we're supposed to be building upon a solid foundation, and people are bringing weak wood. They're bringing weak cement, watered down, hallelujah, watering down the cement, watering down the word of Yah, and they can't stand up. Amen. And watch this, the Holy Ghost, amen, within us is letting us know, to let them know, no, ye have nothing to do with us to build. You have to be under one accord to help build with us. But we ourselves together, we build. Hallelujah. Verse 4, watch this. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of your praise and your worship and troubled them in building. You're going to have people who are around you, family, friends, co-workers, even people in the ministry, co-laborers, people on Facebook, people who you talk to on the telephone, want to gossip, people who, amen, that's not doing the work of the Lord. They would try to weaken your praise and your worship. They would try to weaken your building hands. That's why it says right there, they tried to weaken the hand of the people. See, with your hands, 85% of your sin that's done is done with hands. Hallelujah. That's why we have to cleanse our hands. Hallelujah. Before we can step into the presence of Yah. Hallelujah. So they're trying to give them trouble in building up. You're going to have people, they hide under their titles. Amen. Watch this. Verse 5. This proves that point. And hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. Please catch that. and hired counselors. The enemy is hiring counselors. Amen. Christ said that there will be false Christ that would deceive the true elect. They would try to deceive us. These people who call themselves master prophet. I'm a prophet. I'm an apostle. I'm an evangelist. I come and speak in peace. Da 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 da. They speak it, but they don't produce the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And they will try to frustrate the purpose that God has put into your life. Please catch this on today. Hallelujah. People are going to try to weaken you, and then the enemy is going to try to hire somebody of a higher authority that's going to try to frustrate your purpose. Oof, my God. Thank you, Lord. I'm closing out here. Hallelujah. We're going to open the lines up so people can speak to us. Amen. Under the unction of the Holy Ghost, because somebody, I feel it, somebody needs something that they need to say on the air this afternoon, this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody's trying to frustrate your purpose as you're building. We need to identify, start checking people's DNA. Start checking people's identify and check their identification. Make sure that they lining up with Yah, just like you are. Hallelujah. Because if not, people are being sent into your presence, into your sphere of influence to frustrate your purpose. Come on, y'all. They're trying to weaken you. When we decrease, we must increase in him. Hallelujah. When we are weak, we become strong in him. Amen. Don't let these people steal your joy. Amen. That's breaking the commandment. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not steal. They can't steal our joy. Joy means this, that we are rejoicing when we are blessed and when we are going through our trials and tribulations. Some people love to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise when they're not going through nothing. Amen. We have to, when we go through something, we have to go through that in the Acts of the Apostles. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The apostles, as they were receiving lashes for speaking out in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, they went out with more boldness. They went out rejoicing because they got punished, because they felt worthy to preach the gospel in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. There's too many people who want to build and not even preaching the gospel of Christ. They preaching their own gospel. They up there watering down the words. They up there telling you it's okay to shack with somebody else. It's okay to fornicate with somebody else. It's okay for you to be a bishop and lay hands on people. It's okay for you to practice, unmoral kingdom protocol. The devil is a liar. It's coming down today. Because why? Because there are enemies who are set in our path, who are in our midst, who's trying to frustrate our purpose and try to trouble us in building on the solid foundation, trying to tell us that we need to build on our foundation. We need to build our own foundation. The devil's a lie. It says, now building upon again the foundation. Amen. So the foundation is already done. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians, we need to rejoice evermore. We need to pray without ceasing. In everything, we need to give thanks. It tells us not to quench not the spirit. It tells us to prove all things. Hallelujah. Don't be telling me that you are not an apostle. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Hallelujah. It tells us to abstain from all appearance of evil. Some of you are not even abstaining from the appearance of evil. You telling me that you are of the Lord. But like I stated earlier, you're shacking with somebody else. You need to abstain. You need to get away. You need to keep yourself away from all appearance. Hallelujah. It says all appearance of evil. It says, brethren, pray for us. It says, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. There are some of you that don't want to hug your brethren at the end of service. He think he all that. He don't have the proper clothes. He don't have the proper spirit. Who told you that you can be the judge of something? It says, judge not, or you will be judged. Amen. So it's too much judging when there's not enough building going on in the kingdom of Yah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word which came forth on today. We thank you, Lord, for your presence on this line. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for God, the pain being destroyed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for yoke being destroyed. We thank you, Lord, for giving us discernment so that we can tell the difference between the builders of the enemy and the builders of Yah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us speak, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for sounding the alarm to let us know, Heavenly Father, that we are to be building with children of Yah. We thank you, Lord, for one another. We thank you, Heavenly Father. It's supposed to, Lord, answer all prayers and all supplication that comes from the saints. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We are supposed to have on the full armor of God, Lord, that we may engage in spiritual warfare. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us know
that
we shield with one hand and fight with the other. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we need to see that none render evil for evil. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we must exhort one another. We must encourage each other in your spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we be at peace among ourselves. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for teaching us all things and keeping us in remembrance of the Father and of the Son and of you. We thank you, Lord, for this word that came forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Paul hallelujah.
Said it. He said, rejoice and rejoice again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that came forth. All of this that we do ask and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Yahuwah, Yahusha, and of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoa. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Ooh. Wait, hallelujah.
Wait to your name.
Hallelujah. 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 The lines are open, and any questions or anyone want to say anything, just press one, and then we can put you on the line. Hallelujah. Whoa. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, yeah, Sunday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, what a word. What a
thank
word.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that was a word. I mean, I could. The power, the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shepherds of this line. Hallelujah. Give her increase, Lord. Give her comfort, Lord, in her heart, Lord. Bless her mind, Lord. Bless her spirit. In her weakness. Strengthen her marriage. Strengthen her ministry. Thank you, Lord. Cover her with the precious blood. Anoint her with your oil, Lord, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Order but they are ordered by you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Almost thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Also, when you were ministering, this really one of the things that it was. Verse 5, and hired counselor against them,
yes,
to frustrate their purpose. Hired counselor, hallelujah,
yes. The enemy hires people to frustrate your purpose. See, that's why enemies, that's why we have to love them, because it activates your purpose.
Yes.
You see, it pushes you to get closer to Yah. It says in the word, remember, he says, draw nigh to him and resist the devil and he will flee from you. When trials and tribulations occur, it gets you closer to Yah.
Yes.
What do you do when you're in trial and your tribulations? You get closer. You dig in. You on your knees. You're fasting. You're getting closer to Yah. It throws you in more into your purpose.
Hallelujah.
Oh, now? That's
Hallelujah.
What it does. People are
yes,
ordered to frustrate your purpose.
Whoa.
They can't take away the anointing. They can't take away the mantle. That's given to us by Yah. The Lord has the blueprint of each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
You see, I can't do what you do. You can't do what I do. We can't do what other people are doing. We can't do what the other evangelists are doing. We have purpose. We're under his purpose. People are always saying, you know what, I'm just here to do my purpose and my will for the Lord. Get out of here. We are to do his will and his purpose.
Yes.
That's why people try to frustrate our purpose. They try to frustrate the purpose that's within us.
Wow.
We can't walk around. We can't walk around thinking that everything is going to be hunky-dory, that we're going to walk a straight path. People are going to try to deter us and try to have us to detour into other avenues to get to the Father. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Ain't no other gospel that's going to get us to the Father. Only his gospel.
His gospel.
His. Why did the Lord die, resurrect for our sins? For purpose, for relationship.
Oh, wow. Hi. And when I see this word counselors, you go into the depths of counselors. I say, oh my gosh! And when counselors are hired, you see that professional is like a professional, somebody that you will probably, if you do not have the gift of discernment, you can be fooled.
Come on now. You hitting it right there, woman of God. There it is, right there. People, the counselors back in those days, they were people who came out to inspect your building to see whether or not it was building correctly under the ordinances and the law of that particular land. And they hire, the enemy hires people who have authority over you to try to frustrate your purpose. They try to frustrate the building, and they were hired, telling them, no, this door is in the wrong place. Tear that down. No, you can't do that like that. You can't do this like this. So the enemy would try to hire someone or hire a group of counselors, a group of people. Notice, counselors, they're up there saying, I'm your life coach. I'm supposed to be helping you or counsel you. But then at the same time, they're trying to tear down the purpose that God has put in your life.
Yeah. Wow.
They try to tell you, try to pump you up, try to fire you up. You're a prophet. You're a mighty one. You need to leave your covering. Go to somebody else. You need to, that's what you need to do. You need to start your own church, starting your house. And then you're not even ready.
Yeah.
They try to hype you. Don't believe the hype. Mm. They try to hype you. Because that's another way. That's witchcraft. That's manipulation.
Manipulation, yeah.
You see? And then that's why we're seeing cracks in the foundation. We're seeing cracks on the building upon that we're doing because not everyone is building on one accord. Notice, in all of the scripture there, it says we're building together.
Yes.
And then what did he say, man? They rebuked him. They said, we don't, they shut down their plan. They shut down what they was trying to do. They said, you have nothing to do with us. The enemy ain't got nothing to do with this because he's already defeated. People giving the enemy too much praise. I'm going to do something with the enemy. Just stop, be careful what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm under attack again. The enemy. So what? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Going under an attack. Hallelujah. Just be the King's presence. And a lot of times, Apostle, you have a lot of people that you really have to, you know, you really have to sit down and speak with them about why they're going through what they're going through. You know?
Yeah.
You're going through this because of purpose, because of the purpose into what, into your destiny that the Lord has already predestinated for you before the foundations of this earth.
Amen.
Amen. So amen. Glory. Those of you who are on the line that want to speak with us, please press 1 on your keypad. Please let Apostle Brewer let you on the line. Hallelujah. I'm telling
Hallelujah.
You. And Apostle Brewer, you know that I normally don't preach. I do a lot of teaching.
Wow.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Me into that preach mode.
Wow. Praise the Lord. We shall know the truth. Hallelujah.
That's it.
You can press 1 if you want to say something, and we're the lines are open. Hallelujah. On your keypad, just press 1. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the Lord. Okay, there's someone. Let me open the line.
Hallelujah.
Okay, the line is open.
Okay, good afternoon. Apostle Brewer and Apostle Wade, this is Sandra Ruth Hadassah Gillum.
Hi, praise the Lord.
Hi, how are you?
We are blessed and highly favored, just rejoicing, just having a good time in the Lord.
Well, I'm doing that with you as well.
Yes.
I just want to commend and thank you for always imparting truth to God's people.
Yes.
And I praise God for you. I'm also grateful that I'm part of these teachings and my kingdom ears are open for such a time as this. And I just wanted to say, God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everyone, this is Sandra Ruth Hadassah Gillum. Amen. You know, we started to connect through Facebook, and she started to listen to the teachings. And, you know, I always can feel, you know how when you're teaching or when you're ministering to someone, you can always feel them. You can feel their presence. You know, the Lord lets us know who is listening, who, you know, and a lot of times we can't identify physically, you know, who is paying attention to us, but we can tell in the spirit. And she is one of these ones who I could feel that, you know, she reads the posts on my Facebook and she listens to the teachings. And, I mean, God is doing something mighty through each and every one of us. You know, he had shown me, and I wanted to share this with Apostle Brewer and also with my dear sister, Gillian, that God has been telling me that I have to go higher in my teachings. And this is the first time I ever felt that I was afraid of spiritual heights, because it's like, Lord, you're trying to take me higher, you know. And I always teach people that if you have, if you're scared of spiritual heights, you probably are not built for the kingdom. You know, the Lord has took this fear of heights, and I don't have a fear of heights physically. But spiritually, it's like, Lord, you know, I'm such awe because you're doing something through your people, through your children. And it's not just me. It's other people. It's both of you that's on this line and others. I mean, that God is giving deep revelation. He's giving us deeper revelation.
Amen.
You know, and I just want to say this, and then I'll let y'all continue to speak. And the thing is this, is that people receive revelation, but they don't apply the revelation. I mean,
and
the problem that Yahuwah, you know, he has a concern with that. I can feel that because when we look at knowledge, knowledge is power, but wisdom is the application of that knowledge. I mean, so who is wisdom? It says in Psalm, in Proverbs chapter 8, who is wisdom? Wisdom is Yahusha. So when we start to apply Yahusha into our lives, amen, the Christ into our lives, the anointed one. When we start to apply his teachings, his ways, the way that he did things, and it's all in scripture. Amen. And there were many more miracles that could not be recorded. That's what it says in the word. But when we start to apply that, amen, and then we start walking as the manifested sons of Yah, that's where we need to get to. So, and that's why I'm so excited. I'm so happy. This word was awesome. As I was reading it, as I was studying, I said, oh, man, I said, this is a bomb right here. So I just praise God, amen, I was fed as well. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost fed into my spirit. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, that was not me at all. Like I said, people that know me, they know I don't normally go into a preach. Amen. But the Holy Ghost was like, it's going to be done. And I don't quench the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Gilliam, I just want to say we encourage you, amen, to continue to stay in his word, continue to study his word, continue to study to show thyself approved unto Yah. Amen. To study means to prepare. Amen. So people think just because they can recite the word that feels that they have been studying and they're prepared, you know, to be approved. No, we have to apply that word as well. So, I just thanking God that blessings are coming upon you in your life. Increase, in the anointing of Yah is going to come upon you. You're continuing to grow ever the more. I'm excited about that. And may the Lord continue to use me to minister to you and to many others that are on this line. That's all I pray for, is to be used however he wants to use me. Amen. I don't mind being a servant of Yah. I just want to be his friend. Amen. I just want to be close to him so he can share secrets with me and mysteries that's within his word. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, amen, Sister Sandra Roof, that we love you and spending the truth. We thank you for coming on, because you came by divine appointment. You didn't come because you wanted to. You came because the Holy Ghost had appointed you to be on this line. And we thank you so much for your obedience in him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Wade.
Amen. We love you.
We love you too.
Amen.
I love you back. And as you normally say, there's nothing you can do about it.
It ain't nothing that you can do about it. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. You beat me to the punch today. I love you.
And
there's nothing that you can do about it except for you to love me back. That's it.
Love you back.
Amen.
You
Amen. I love you to life. Thank you, sweetie. I love you to life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Amen. Oh,
and
my
we
God.
Have a hallelujah. We have another person on the line, and I'm going to open for that person. 760 number. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. This is Elder Long calling from California.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say, I just truly have been fed today. I couldn't just sit here and not say anything, even though my voice is very hoarse. But I just thank you for the teaching, Apostle Wade. You're such a blessing. And Apostle Brewer, you're such a blessing. This is my first time actually listening in. But I tell you that I was fed breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then a snack. And so
yes.
I just truly thank God. I'm going to muse back over this word and let it marinate in my spirit. Because ever since I connected with Apostle Wade, I have learned some things that I was erroneously taught. But thank God for the watchman being on the wall, that are still teaching the people of the living God the true word of God and the rhema word of God that is able to touch our spirits and cause us to grow by leaps and bounds. I won't take up too much of your time, but thank you so very much. And as the Lord allows, I will continue to listen in Jesus' name, and I will get that word correct too. In his name, I do give him praise, honor, and glory for you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. 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 Elder Long, I first of all, kingdom blessings unto you. I thank you so much for your bravery into speaking on the air with your voice being hoarse. By his stripes, you are healed in him. I pray in the name of the Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach, that you are healed now. by now faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You are healed as of now before the foundations of this earth. You are healed now because the Lord gave us power to heal. He gave us power to speak into the atmosphere, to sift and to shift. He said whatever is binded up on earth is binded up in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. I bind up that illness right now in that in your voice, in your vocal cords, in your larynx right now in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. It is done. You're going to be healed within 48 hours. It is done. It's gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have that in the now faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is done. Amen. I just have to say that glory to God, Elder Law, it is a pleasure to speak with you on the line. It is a pleasure that the Lord uses me to speak into your life, into your spirit, man. And I'm telling you, the people who are hungry for the truth. Remember, in the word, in the book of Isaiah, what does he say? He say, come, buy, and eat. Amen.
Yes.
People. Amen. It says, even if you have no money, come, buy, and eat.
Yes.
You know, for years, when I was a child, I said, now, how can you buy if you don't have any money? Amen. I had to identify that in the spirit realm because Christ paid the price. So now
Amen. Come,
buy, and eat, because now we have favor. Favor is God's economy. So now we can come. We got to come unto the Lord. We have to show that we have favor, and now we can eat. Hallelujah. And that's what's happening. That's what's taking place, is that so many people are hungry for the truth. They've been praying, fasting, meditating for the truth, been on their knees, been laying on their face, asking the Lord for the truth. Lord, show me. Lord, do works within me. Show me power. And it tells us in the book of Romans that the creation or the creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. So we have to make that known. Amen. It's waiting for us. And we are that remnant because we are starting as a nation, as a holy nation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. We are starting to now identify who we are and whose we are as being sons of Yah, the adoption into sonship. And this is what this month has been representing. It's not a coincidence that Elder Long has started to connect with one another since the beginning of Tamar, because now a revelation is being shown unto her. Hallelujah. And to many others who are listening to sound doctrine. It's not just coming from me. It's coming from many others who are teaching the sound doctrine. And I pray every day, Lord, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for your people, for me and your people. Remember, Solomon, he gave the correct answer. The Lord said, I'm going to ask you, what do you want? And I should give it unto you. Solomon said, I want wisdom. How many people do
Amen.
We know are asking the Lord for wisdom?
Amen.
Amen. Once they know who wisdom is, not what it is, but who wisdom is, then they'll want more of him.
Yes.
And Christ
Amen.
Is wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why, amen, I'm so excited that we are gathered here together, just giving him praise. And there's a move that's taking place on this line. There's some people who are feeling like chains are being broken off of them. I mean, because, you know, we've been bounded by tradition and religion. But the Lord has he has captivity captive. Hallelujah. So we are free.
Hallelujah.
Elder Long, Amen. I love you. In spirit and in truth, continue to stay encouraged. Continue to write those books. Continue, amen, to give him praise. Continue to give him all the glory, all the honor that you've been doing. Continue to just stay in his presence. Change is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so very much. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Apostle Wade, I know that you have a show that's coming on at 2 o'clock, and could you elaborate more on that so the listeners we can be fed?
Yeah, again, huh? Hallelujah. 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 I'll go ahead and give them the information. Glory to God.
Okay.
I will be on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. Those of you who are linked through Blog Talk Radio, you can do that and type in Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. You will see a picture of me, amen, and I'm going to update that, amen. But, you know, we're going to be teaching about the Lord being the Shabbat or the Lord being the Sabbath. Amen. That's going to be a good teaching. Amen. Why do we supposed to keep the Sabbath? Amen. We're going to go through all of that. We're going to go through the commandments. Amen. We're also going through also the name of the Father, which is Yahuwah, or people like to say YHVH or YHWH. So we're going to go through the pronunciation and the meaning of that. Hallelujah. And the number to call, if you would like to call and come on that program, it is area code 347-884-8468. Once again, it is 347-884-8468. Those of you who would like to sow a seed, you can call us here at Kingdom Harvest Fellowship Center. Please call me after 4 o'clock. I'm in p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Those on the West Coast, like Elder Long, you can call me after 1 o'clock. Amen. The number for that is area code 770-627-3327. You can reach me there, 770-627-3327, or you can reach me through Facebook. Amen. That way I can send you a link if you'd like to sow a seed, or, amen, if you just need prayer and you have a supplication. We're supposed to answer all prayers and supplications of the saints, and we're not supposed to charge. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, so please give us a call there. Please reach out to me or Apostle Brewer through Facebook or through Blog Talk Radio. And, amen. And we just, you know, it's time for us to get together as an army. There's an army that's rising up. I love that song by Tasha Cobb, you know, to break every chain. Forget
every
that.
Chain,
I want to destroy chains. Amen. We have to destroy them. Because when you break, they do have the opportunity to come back together. So we have to destroy these yokes and destroy chains. Amen. So there's an army that's rising up. We are that army. So we need to shift into our Joshua or our Yahshua. We need to shift into that particular mindset. And we need to march together. When you march, there should be one sound that comes at the enemy. And that should be the sound of the Lord. Amen. So I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We are so excited about what is going on in the kingdom. One of the things before we close, I would like to say that I paid attention when you were teaching and preaching was Ezra, when they said verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12,
uh-huh.
But many of the priests and Levites and the chief of the fathers who were ancient men.
Yes.
That had seen the first house.
Yes.
When the foundation of this house was laid, wept before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted with joy. And that just brought me the old and the new gathering together, the ancient men. And sometimes we don't see that in the body. We don't see that.
That's right. A lot of times, child of Yah, what's happening, the daughter of Yah, is that you have people who are older than us, who have seen and who have felt the presence of Yah and have seen a earlier glory of Yah, because the scripture tells us we go from glory to glory, right? So they have seen they have felt the presence of the glory of Yah. And then when they see that the younger ones who are up under them, we're starting to mature spiritually. We're starting to go into this new glory, the glory in which they wish that they would have been in. I mean, but they're not rejoicing. The scripture says that the older ones are to, when they get older, before they are to leave this earth, they have to pass the baton over to us. When Moses, before he rested in the Lord, Remember, he couldn't go over to the promised land. He was able to see it, but he wasn't able to cross over. That's the same thing with the ancient people, the older ones, the elders, the ones who are older than us and have seen the Lord. This is a new generation. This is the Joshua generation. And what they have to do, they have to train us, and then they have to get out of the way. We'll take it from here because we're younger, we're stronger, we have more insight. The Bible says each generation gets wiser and wickeder. Amen. So these elders, they didn't fight with the younger generation. They were crying. Why? Because they seen the early glory, they seen the former rain, watch this, and the latter rain. You see that? That's how you get overflow. Former rain and latter rain. Hallelujah. Yeah. The former rain cleanses out, or it washes away the dirt, the sin, the transgression, the iniquity. And the latter rain brings a harvest. It brings growth into us so that we can mature, so that we can go forth for what? A, for the perfectioning of the saints, for the ministry of the work, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So that the building, that's what edify means, to build. So the elders, they didn't build, but they watched how the young ones came together in the name of Yah.
Amen.
Rebuilding. You see? See, the Lord, remember he told the Jews, the Jewish council, the temple will be destroyed, but it will be rebuilt in 3 days. He was talking about his own flesh. You see? The Lord was talking about himself. Going to be, buried for 3 days. And then the temple was rebuilt. You see?
So, thank you, Jesus, in this instance,
right here, the elders, the ancient men, they seen the first house. But then when they saw the foundation of this house, the foundation of Christ, the foundation of us manifesting into the true sons of Yah, they wept with a loud voice, and many shouted for joy, because we all get the inheritance. We all receive the blessings of Yah. There's no one, no special from another. Remember, I read in the scripture right there, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that we receive the reward upon what? Upon the laboring, upon our labor. Whatever you put in, that's what you're going to get out. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. What did he say? He said, every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor.
Yeah.
You see? Amen. So the elders, they have set the way for us, and we are to take the baton and take it further to another dimension. We ain't supposed to stay on the same dimension. We supposed to take the baton from the ones who taught us. My mother, my grandmother, my elders who taught me. I'm supposed to take the baton. We supposed to go higher with the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, Lord, we thank the Lord for you, Apostle. We are so grateful for the ministry and what God is doing with you and Apostle Angela and you and the minister. We're so grateful to the Lord, and we pray that the Lord continue to pour more, because as you pour out, pour more for an overflow, because the lives are being touched and lives are being changed, and the truth is coming out, and we shall know the truth.
Yes.
And the truth shall set us free. So we bless God. Hallelujah. And thank God for you in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to bless you and say thank you so much. We just thank you for this beautiful lunch. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you, hallelujah, you orchestrated everything. Hallelujah. And we praise you for that. We thank you for lives that were touched in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that will listen in another time. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for using your servant to bring your word. We thank you, O God. And we bless your holy name. You are worthy, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Lord.
We pray. Amen. And amen. And we pray that as you go, I know you've been teaching, but we pray that you're even going on a higher anointing for the next.
Yes.
Next, for 2 o'clock on the higher one. Hallelujah. From glory to glory.
That's
hallelujah.
It. Yes.
In
that's
the name
it.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Once again, this is Apostle Marco Brewer. This is A Lunch with Jesus. We thank you for listening in. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful and a blessed afternoon in Christ Jesus. God bless you as we worship. Break every chain. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, use your key, use your key. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Timothy. There is power. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain.
That's it. There is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.